This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Sellecito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Sellecito of Sellecito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Sellecito.
This is prime time for getting the yard in shape, and there's no better way to feel better about yourself and your yard than spending some time outside doing a few improvements. There are a lot of ways to help your landscape plantings, but adding mulch year after year may not be one of them. Just to be clear, let's review some mulch tips that may help you save time and money. First of all, weed fabric is never to be used under organic-type mulches. That's a big no-no because it doesn't work and you cannot smother weeds with it. You first have to get rid of the weeds with either Roundup or the organic alternative called Burnout. Weed fabric, which is a misnomer because it's really landscape fabric that's used under brick or stone, not under bark or wood-type mulches. You'll end up having just as many, if not more, weeds in 2 years, and once they root through this fabric, man, is it ever tough to get them out. Plus, the fabric always shows through the mulch. Between wind and water, that tends to shift the mulch over the fabric a lot quicker than without. So you end up showing patches of black on the edges of slopes very soon, and that's not a good thing. Second, the best mulch is 3 inches of 100% organic bark. It's going to break down naturally over a period of time and become part of the soil, which is what we're looking to accomplish. Keeping weeds down, retaining moisture, and building the organic part of the soil. This is all good stuff. All of these things help to keep plants healthy, and healthy plants don't have problems. If you fertilize, this easily works its way through the organic mulch, and the whole process is just very good for landscape plantings in a very sustainable way, just like on the forest floor, really. Now, the dyed and preserved so-called mulches are simply not good for this whole natural process. Even if the colors weren't, well, garish and unnatural, putting mulches that are dyed and preserved in excess isn't a good thing. When the diagnostic lab at Cornell University is sent a plant problem, one of the first things they ask is, what is the type of mulch, if any, that was around the plant? 95% of the time, the answer was a dyed wood type. Do you see a pattern here? Most plant problems can be avoided by using natural elements around them, starting with mulch. And a planting with fewer issues will mean far less tissues.
From the Soil with Sellecito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Sellecito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Sellecito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.